6:40, currently our time here on AM 1390 KJAM. Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We were just taking a look at the football playoff picture for the NFL. A lot of good games that have happened here in the playoffs, especially with the championship games, AFC and NFC title games coming up here in coming up on Sunday as well. Super Bowl 52, February 4th of 2018. So we start to wind down our show here a little bit. Still got some time here to do some serious chatting with one of our personal favorite guests, one of the originals. He's always been there and always willing to come on the show. Dakota State University football coach Josh Anderson back in studio. And coach, it's been a while. Thanks for always coming on the show.
Well, you know what? It is fun. And so I just appreciate it when you ask and want to make every effort I can to be here. Just enjoy every chance we can. And it's awfully kind of you to say those nice words in the opening there. So,
you know, it's not like you need any more air in your tires, but sometimes you just gotta let a person know how much you appreciate, especially in some situations like this. But always a pleasure to have you come on the show.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, sometimes my ego gets the best of me, but but yeah, it's just always fun.
Yeah, and especially, you know, you're in the off season, not so much quite your downtime, but compared to the way things have been the last few years, I'm sure things have been rolling along just fine. You know, how's been the off season going so far for you and the team?
You know, really well, and you're right. It's maybe not near as time consuming during the day, so to say, but it just, you know, it really, I don't know. It's just a different kind of stress, you know, rather when you're in the season. It just never ends. It's just a different part of the season. So a lot of people ask me every year, you know, hey, now that the season's done, you got a lot of downtime, a lot of free time. And, it's, you know, no, I don't. And the coaches don't, you know, and that's the way it is. And it's part of the job. It's nothing bad about it. But, you know, we're just trying to reload and get things ready for the years to come. And always got to rebuild. We just graduated 17 seniors and, you know, some quality guys. And we feel like we've got a really good athletes on the team already building in behind them. But you know what? We got to keep stacking every year. We want to put good recruiting classes together year in and year out. And I feel like we're already well underway. We're in double digits with commitments already. So my coaching staff is doing a really good job of just getting out there and showing face and talking to these guys and really promoting themselves, our program, and the university. And of course, when they get here, when they get on campus, boy, it's tough to say no with the community when we show them around the school in itself and then the show that the coaches put on for them while they're here. So really pleased with my staff. They're doing another great job.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about that too a little bit with the recruiting process. Like you mentioned, got some commitments already lined up. You said a couple of off-air, a couple big recruiting days coming up here for your team. Kind of show them around the campus and also the facilities as well. You know, how has been the recruiting process with you and your staff, you know, just looking for those future Trojans?
Well, we try to divide up into different areas, different states and things like that. Just familiarity with, if you've already got coaching connections down there, if you have an understanding of how the state football system works and the playoff system in each state. And so, you know, it's going really well. We're getting a lot of good interest from a lot of really good athletes. The problem is, like I told you off air, is, you know, we're getting a lot of athletes that are getting interest from lots of other schools as well. So it takes a little time. You know, you got to be patient while still recruiting. And even when you get a kid to commit, you still need to keep recruiting them so that, you know, you're not losing them or anything like that. That is typically happening during the summer, where we'll continue to keep recruiting them, keep them interested if we can't get them here right away. Those that come here right away, we usually got them locked in. So, you know, just different variations for different athletes. Everybody's unique in their own way. But things are good. Coach Cooper will be taking over the state of Nebraska. Coach Hoddle's already got the Iowa connections, and Coach Miller's already taken care of the Minnesota connections, and Coach Glover and myself currently have been handling the South Dakota recruits and things like that. So, you know, it's going well. And like I said, a lot of good interest and a lot of good athletes already committing. We're feeling very confident already.
Yeah, and especially now, Coach, heading into the off season, you graduated 17 seniors as well, and also you had the awards banquet this past Sunday over at Nikki's, and I was lucky enough to stop by for just a little bit and check that out. Also, was delayed just a little bit with the excitement of the Vikings win over the Saints as well. Yeah, and sure, you had a little bit of salt in the wound on that one with the Vikings coming out with a win, but also, you know what? Just looking back at that. at the awards banquet. I'm sure it was a proper way for to recognize those players and also the coaches for another wonderful season.
Well, it's always fun to get together with the families and the players, and of course, in a whole really relaxed atmosphere like our banquet is. And so it's fun to listen to the guys get up and talk about, you know, just some of their memories and the people that they thank. And it's just interesting to hear what they, you know, how they look at it in a different light. And we got started. I scheduled it on a Sunday night, and I told the guys, well, I'm a Bears fan, so obviously,
right,
you know, 4 weeks into the season, postseason wasn't a big deal. I really wasn't worried about it. And, of course, the Vikings had to play the late game, and that delayed us, I don't know, maybe a good 15 to 20 minutes, maybe more. But
give or take.
Yeah, but thank goodness the Vikings pulled it out, just in the sense of us having a good mood for the start of our banquet then. So, yeah, I delayed the start, and then just – crazy how that worked out. Within 2 minutes, all the scoring going on.
Yeah, it was crazy how it ended up, but luckily enough, Vikings won. Now they're playing the championship game. Now kind of getting bringing things back here as well. You know, a lot of success on the field this season, but also another thing that, you know, being a part of the DSU football program is also, you know, success off the field as well. You also recognize some of the conference awards for, you know, those players that were all conference. Jacob Giles also bringing home offensive MVP of the year. But also another thing was scholar athletes as well for your football team this year. And again, with the success on the field, it's also great to see the success off the field as well for your football team.
Yeah, you know what? Those two pretty much go hand in hand. If we get enough athletes that put enough time and attention in the classroom, then they work hard in the weight room, and then we'll see results on the field because of all their effort and their attention to detail. Those things greatly matter, and it's huge in this recruiting process with, you know, we had a conversation today about a big boy that could help us out up front on the defensive line, but needed more money to match some other institutions' offers, and we just thought, you know what, we've got other offers out there of guys that do a lot better in the classroom. And we won't have to have that headache of constantly holding their hand and waiting to see if they're eligible and this, because this guy was right underneath that fine line. But with him being so big and athletic and aggressive, it was like, oh, should we take a chance? And we did with an offer, but you know what? It ultimately ended up being, we're not going to do anymore because it's just not worth the time and effort. We've had those issues in the past, and it just doesn't work out in our favor that way. And so we can go find somebody just as big, but a whole lot more dedicated to the things that matter most, like the classroom. And that goes back to what you're talking about with the banquet. We're going to be in double digits with our all-conference academic athletes. We had three academic All-Americans this year with Brandon Schmidt, Jacob Giles, and Eric Gower. And, you know, and then, of course, yeah, all the records that Jake broke this year, our offense broke this year, it was outstanding. And I know a lot of people are talking about, well, geez, what about all the defensive records? I got to be honest with you, and I know you were there that night too, mm-hmm. but the defensive records at DSU are sick. Like, it's it's almost impossible to beat them. I mean, the talent that they've had in the past and the way the game was played in the past with just the – you know, huddle up, grind it out, 3 yards in a pile of dust kind of offenses that you faced, you could hold people under 20 yards a game like our defenses have done mm-hmm. in the past. And to do that anymore is virtually impossible. And so in order to break some of those records, it's just ridiculous to even think about being able to do that. If we do, holy smokes.
Yes, you know? Yes, and a job well done on that.
Yeah, but Coach Miller, the defensive staff, all our defensive guys, I mean, they had an outstanding year. They had a far better year than we've ever had in my 9 years with the defensive production that we've had. And so it's unfortunate we can't boost about their records, but I can assure you they were outstanding on that side of the ball, and we've got a lot of guys on defense coming back, and I think we're going to be doing even better next year.
Absolutely. It certainly bodes well with the offseason. Now programs kind of starting to get in effect here for the football team as well. You know, with offseason, you got spring ball coming up here in a couple of 2-3 months as well before all the athletes head back home for the summer or stick around here for the summer as well. You know, just what is some of the kind of the basics of the offseason program from as soon as they got back from winter break leading up to spring practice?
Well, we'll still go a couple more weeks hard with the recruiting, and then we'll sit down as a staff defensively and offensively, and we'll kind of tweak the things that needed tweaking. There won't be much, maybe some additional plays we might want to try and test out off of what we already run defensively and offensively. And then we'll install those this spring and try and get a good look at how that may or may not work out for us. And then we'll decide from there if that's something, you know, if we want to keep those things, if we want to tweak them and try different, you know, different scenarios or just throw them out. But we'll do a lot of things that way, because in spring ball, there'll be a lot of situations as well then for the young guys that need to replace some of our upperclassmen and find out who's going to be solidifying a starting spot this spring coming into the summer and then into the fall. And then if we end the spring ball where we're not really satisfied with, you know, really trying to be able to name starters at that time, then guys will have to continue to work hard, well, regardless. But through the summer, you know, continuing to just make themselves bigger, stronger, faster, and more acclimated to the offense and defense to really truly then solidify who's going to be in a starting position. So we'll see. It's always interesting to see who does step up, though, you know. And so can't wait. I know the guys are excited to get outside like you were talking about, you know. It's just this weather is just a bit depressing at times. And so,
well, especially with, well, the next couple of days here, it's not going to look so depressing. I mean, mid 40 degree temperatures and well, still snow on the ground, but I'm sure with mid 40s, that'll certainly entice a few more guys to be like, we could probably go sneak out on the practice field right now, but don't want anybody to get hurt at the same time. Coach, also, I know that a big part with the off-season program for the Trojan football team, going along with getting in the weight room and also, you know, being able to improve in the weight room, which also can lead to success on the field. And one of those people that is a mainstay is Coach Vasilotti with the athletic training and also the training program as well. You know, is there a much interaction that it comes to getting the players into the right workouts with Coach Vasilotti along with yourself, or do you just put your complete trust in Coach and also, you know, allowing him to know, but also at the same time keeping things in perspective with your team?
Coach Vasilotti, our strength conditioning program, is a huge, huge part of our success. He gets them year round. Where we get them during the season, we'll get them, you know, in the middle of the spring season. But like right now, I hardly get to see my own athletes. And so, you know, the coaches, you know, the assistant coaches are the same way. It's not that I can't go down there and, you know, and stick my head in and things like that. It's just the fact of being busy with recruiting and lining up schedules and, you know, getting budgets ready and things like that. There's just so much that goes into it. And so Coach Vasilotti and I will communicate with, hey, you know, he'll say, hey, I'd like to go this route. What do you think about this, this, and this? And I might say, you know, that's fine. Can we do it on different days or different times so that we're, you know, schedules and things like that? And just so he and I get on the same page with how we've done things in the past, schedule-wise. As far as the routine and the lifting and those kinds of things, no, that I just shut up and listen, you know, or like, hey, you tell me, I want them bigger, faster, stronger. How are you going to do it? What do you want to do? And he'll say, I want to do this, this, and this. And I'll be like, let's do it. Let's giddy up. And you know what? He's like anybody else, any other coach, in the fact that he's got an idea of how he wants it done. And along the way, there's some snags. You make some adjustments to get to that end result, you know, a little bit smoother. Doesn't always work the way we always, you know, envision it right away, but he gets us there. He, you know, comes in a week before we start our fall camp and is a major reason why we're 8-3 this year too. You know, the hidden success is Coach Vasilotti in that strength conditioning program.
Yeah, we had him on the show, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, or, you know, I can't even remember. The shows kind of run together after a while. But he talked about as well, you know, with the success leading from, especially his personal experience being a college football player and also now making that transition to the head strength coach at a college as well. Certainly it makes things a little bit more seamless when it comes to, you know, trying to figure out what the best routine is for a certain athlete and also leading the success on the field as well. Coach, now with you know the off season and also, you know, the recruiting trail, I'm sure you find a few moments as well to possibly take in a few Madison Bulldog girls basketball games as well. Bit of a vested interest in that with your wife Stacy Anderson taking over as the head coach for the first time, first year as the head basketball coach as well. Now, how's it been with the transition of watching her in her workplace? Watching her team out on the court as opposed to the other way with her being the cheerleader in the stands.
Well,
hate to put you on the spot like this, but you kind of did the same thing with her back a couple months ago as well.
Yeah, you bet. I deserve this. I tell you what, I need, during the games, I need to sit across the gym and out of the way so I can just shut my mouth. And the best I can do that, I try to, because I don't know. I never stop giving advice that may or may not be wanted, or, you know, with the coaching and things like that. And so I try to wait until she asks me if she wants any help or has any questions or things like that, or what did I think? And so, and then I got to be very careful because the season's just not going the way everybody had hoped and pleased or hoped and imagined right now. But I got to tell you, the girls are just working their tails off. You know, that's fun to watch. They're grinding hard. They're getting after it. They're just too many turnovers right now and not making a lot of shots. We're getting good shots. The girls can create for themselves and they get some good shots up. We just aren't finding the bottom of that basket. And I know everybody's frustrated. You can see it on the girls' face and, of course, my wife too, you know, because it's like, geez, you know, we got good shooters and we got good basketball players and, you know, it'll come. But, boy, it's getting kind of old saying that. let's go already. But everybody feels the same way, and I tell you what, it's not a lack of effort. I've never seen a group of girls work harder, and so I really would like to see, me personally, I would like to see these girls have the success that would that matches their effort. So, but I still believe that it'll be coming.
Yeah, and Coach, as always, we thank you so much for coming on the show, and you know, with season, you know, coming up here, the spring ball, I should say, as well, I'm sure the recruiting trail will see the end of the light, but also keep at it with the recruits and continue to build up this program as
well. You bet. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Coach Anderson joining us here in studio for Coach's Corner. Starting to wind down our show here just a little bit. Still got a few more things to talk about as we wrap things up. Of course, Coach Anderson, as always, here in studio. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Speaking of Coach Anderson, well, Coach Stacy Anderson and the Madison Lady Bulldogs will be next playing on Friday, January 19th, in a doubleheader. It'll be boys and girls doubleheader against Sioux Falls Christian Friday night from the Madison High School gym. We'll have that game for you right here on AM 1390. But before that, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Madison boys out on the road, and they will be taking on Del Rapids from Del Rapids in tomorrow night. It'll be 7:30 p.m. tip-off. We'll bring you the pregame show starting about 7:15 as well here on Dakota's Best. Well, as always, another wonderful show that we have had this evening. Thank you so much to Coach David Moe of Dakota State University Women's Basketball for coming on the show tonight. Coach Anderson stepping out and enjoying the rest of his evening. Thank you so much, as always, Coach Anderson, for coming on the show, as both of them more than welcome here to come back on the show as always. But also, we got a full slate of action coming up here the rest of this week. We talked about Madison boys at Del Rapids tomorrow night in Del Rapids, 7:30 p.m. tip off, and a pair of doubleheaders on Friday on both our stations. Madison will be hosting Sioux Falls Christian right here on AM 1390. About a 6:30 p.m. tip off, we will bring you that game. And also over on our sister station, that'll be Jammin' Country 103. Tri-Valley boys and girls will be hosting a doubleheader against Dakota Valley tomorrow, not tomorrow night, but Friday night. It'll be a 6:30 p.m. tip-off with the girls' game. The boys' game will follow on Jammin' Country 103. And also on Saturday, we'll have Tri-Valley once again, but Tri-Valley girls will be taking on Pine Ridge for the Mustang Seeds DSU Girls Basketball Classic at the Fieldhouse in Madison. It'll be a 3 p.m. tip-off, hopefully, as well. A few games going on before that. Bringing the pregame show starting about 2:45 on Jammin' Country 103 for the rest of that week, but also early next week, another full slate of action games Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday as well. Whole bunch of action as well for Madison. They are going to be next week on Monday. Madison girls will be at Lenox. They'll be they'll be at home, I should say, against Lenox as well. 7:30 p.m. tip-off. The Madison boys will be on the road in Chamberlain, while also on Thursday, it'll be Madison girls against T-Area at T-Area, and the Madison boys will be at home in Madison for the Dakota 12 NEC Classic. Bunch of games going on in the Madison High School gym next Saturday as well. While over on our sister station, Jammin' Country 103 next week, it will be Oldham Ramona Rutland boys taking on DeSmet that Thursday night as well, bringing the pregame show starting about 7:15 as well. Big thank you to all of our guests for coming on for our show tonight. Big thank you as well to all of our sponsors for taking part of Coach's Corner. And, of course, we'll be back here same time, same place next week. We'll let you know the guests coming on in the coming days as well with our Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. Don't forget, we'll have the full show in its entirety on our website at AmazingMadison.com through the Coach's Corner page coming up later tonight. And once again, this is Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. And thank you so much for tuning in once again. For those outside the listening area, listening live on AmazingMadison.com through that Coach's Corner page and right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. This is Paul Vold signing off. We'll talk to you next week, same place, same time, here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. This is Coach's Corner.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.